This is the Practical Homeopathy Podcast, episode number 117 with Joette Calabrese.
This is Joette Calabrese, and I welcome you to our healthcare movement, yours, mine, and the countless men and women across the globe who have retaken control of their family's health with practical homeopathy. So for the next few minutes, let's link our arms together and embrace healthcare freedom. Join me as I demystify homeopathy, what was once considered an esoteric paradigm, into an understandable, reproducible, safe, and effective healthcare solution available to all. This is the medicine you've been searching for. My unique brand of homeopathy called Practical Homeopathy. Now, whether you've tried homeopathy in the past and were frustrated, or you're examining the possibilities of caring for your family yourself for the first time, you're in the right place. In this podcast, I'll offer you my decades of clinical experience as a practicing homeopath and years of teaching tens of thousands of students so that you can become the hero of your family and community. This is true health freedom, my friends. This is my practical homeopathy.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kate, and I'm here today with Joette Calabrese. Welcome, Joette.
Thank you, Kate. Welcome to you, too.
Yeah, it's your podcast, but I'm welcoming you. I wanted to just say a little shout out, hello to those who might be new to your podcast and those who have been listening, but we've taken a little break from podcasts. And so we would just want to welcome you back or welcome you for the first time. This is a podcast all about practical homeopathy. So maybe, Joette, just take a minute and tell us who you are and what this is about.
Well, my name again is Joette Calabrese, and we have a kind of this little universe of information on our website and associated with the website. So we're going to talk about each of those components that we've put together for the past many years, and then what we've been doing recently. So I'm a practicing homeopath. I have been for 36 years. Actually teaching for 36 years, probably more in practice, closer to 34 years. And now since that time, I'm spending a great deal of time teaching. It's one of my great joys.
And your goal, one of your goals, your big goal is to bring homeopathy. Can you share that with us?
Yes. My goal has been to bring homeopathy into every home, and especially in the hands of the women, the moms, the grandmothers, those who are the caretakers, those who take care of children and grandchildren, but also for the taking care of their elderly parents, their pets, their livestock. So whatever your family is comprised of, you as the person in the home needs to know this information. Now, this does not mean that we don't also have many people who are in our courses who are medical doctors and naturopaths and functional MDs, conventional MDs, and nurses, and chiropractors, and physicians' assistants, and et cetera, et cetera.
But dads and EMTs.
Yeah, we also have dads and EMTs. That's right, we do. But the focus is to get this information in the hands of those who are at home taking care of the family. That has been stripped for a long time from the hands of women, and now we're going to put it back into their capable hands and give them the tools so they don't feel as though they need to run to a professional at every turn, or that they need to use drugs at every turn. And the more I always tell folks, the more they learn, the less angst there will be in your life.
So Joette, I know on your website, you offer something for everyone, every budget, starting with blogs and podcasts, which there's no charge. And you've been doing your blogs for how long now?
You know what, Kate? I'm not sure. I think it's 14 years. Every Sunday night.
Yeah, it's a long time. So there's a ton of information. I often say that if you just go through all the blogs and podcasts, that can be like taking a course, honestly. Mm-hmm. So and you also have available a group called Mighty Members. And that's something that's newer. that you're doing. And then you have your gateway study groups and your courses. And now something pretty significant that we've been working on for the last couple of years. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, that is the ultimate piece. It's the Academy of Practical Homeopathy. It is a very specific kind of medicine that I have procured by using Banerjee protocols and French protocols and other protocols, my own protocols, but protocols from other homeopaths to make homeopathy much easier. So instead of using classical, we can come up with a medicine much more quickly, including the potency and frequency. And we focus very deeply on that subject in the Academy of Practical Homeopathy. It's a year-long program, extremely intense. Let's put it this way. I would call it rigorous. And it's done online, but live as well, that carries the student through each step of what needs to be understood and known regarding homeopathy. And then we have a second program, a second year, which is called the Mastery. And that is once the first year of the Academy is completed, then the student can move on to Mastery. And then we have a third component, and that is the third year, which is also 11 months long, and that's what we call Mastermind. So a person could decide to go through all three of these programs all at once, or determine that they're going to do 1 year after another for 3 years, or they can choose just 1 year, or they can choose just 2 years, etc.
Yes. So the Academy, if you are interested in joining the Academy or finding out more information about that in particular, you can go to academyofpracticalhomeopathy.com. And there's a founders list that you can join. And when we're offering our next class, when that will start, we will send out some information before it begins. So Joette, there's some other things that are new as well that we've done in the last couple of years. And one of those is the Gateway to Homeopathy Study Guide. There is now a second edition. Can you explain about that? And what's
that's what this looks like. It's a pretty hefty book with tons of information. And the way I learned homeopathy originally back in the 80s was some friends and I formed a group. We met every Thursday night and we studied homeopathy so that we knew how to treat our children, our husbands, our parents, our pets, our relatives, and our friends in general. And we stayed together. We met every Thursday for 4 years. It was a foundation for me that not only taught me how to use homeopathy, at least the first steps in using homeopathy, particularly for acute conditions, but also for some chronic conditions. But it also built a natural support system so that my friends and I could count on each other to get help. Should something occur, then we could go to each other and ask for help. And it was a very important part of my life. I never missed a Thursday night for those 4 years. None of us did, especially our main group. We considered it so valuable that nothing would get in the way. And so based on that paradigm, on that program or that idea, we set up a program called Gateway Study Groups, where folks can join a study group. They can either make their own, come up with their own friends, and then we give them the information on how to do it, step-by-step guide. And then each of their study group members purchases this book. It's quite reasonable in price. And it's something that can be used regularly, even after the student has finished the course.
But during the
Great reference. Yeah. Yeah. But during the course, this is a lot of information that will be used very deeply. It teaches you which homeopathic medicines to use under what circumstances, what potency to use, how frequently to use it. So it's not giving you guesswork. It tells you under this condition, when a child has or someone has otitis media, this is the medicine, this is the potency, and this is the frequency. And so we go step by step to teach folks how to use this at home. And so to join one of these groups, we're going to have that listed below, right, Kate, so that folks can hop in and get into the Gateway Study.
Yeah, there's a Facebook page where it's Joette's Find Your Study Group Friends Facebook page. And so that's how you can find someone who's leading a study group. Or like Joette said, if you want to start your own study group, you simply purchase the book and it walks you through how to lay out a study group, how to invite people, gives you some examples. And at each study group meeting, what you would say and what questions you would ask about the different lessons in the book. So I just wanted to emphasize one of the main things about these study groups, like you were talking about earlier, Joette, is the relationships that you develop. Really, I have some of my best friends now. I met them through the study groups. And so that is really a very valuable piece of joining or starting a gateway to practical homeopathy.
Joining or starting. Yes, you could go either way. Yeah, you've taken a number of groups through, haven't you, Kate?
Yes. And there's really people all over the world who join these study groups. When I led mine, I had people from different countries in the study groups. And it's really great to be able to develop those relationships. All right, let's talk about Mighty Members, because that's fairly new as well. Mighty Members, can you explain that a little bit, Joette?
Well, it's a subscription site. And what folks do is they join in and they get information from me, a little something every day. And then every week we give them things that I would not normally say to the general public, something that might be a little bit more controversial, perhaps, or even a little more personal. I'm willing to give that kind of information out a little more readily in Joette's Mighty Members.
It's hosted on your own.
It's a private server.
And so it's kind of like our own private Facebook page in a way, with added something you put out called Mighty Musings, which are videos just for those who are part of these, the Mighties. And then there's a social center, so the people on this site can communicate with one another, ask questions. You jump in there once in a while. There's a library archive, I know, of your Monday Night Lives. And sometimes you pop on and just talk to the Mighties after your Facebook Lives that you do weekly on Mondays. So that's another benefit. But yeah, it's another option for those who are looking for something that's a little bit like a step beyond the blogs and the podcasts. Or we have students who are in the Academy and Mastery who are also Mighty Members. So there's really something for everyone if you're...
And for all different palettes and all for all different budgets.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Because the blog is free. I encourage people to use the blog. Yeah. When there's a condition that comes up, you simply put in my name, Joette Calabrese, Otitis Media, Joette Calabrese, Shin Splints, Joette Calabrese, Strep Throat, etc. And find the article that I've written about it with the name of the medicine that is one of the most common medicines to be used for that, the potency and the frequency. And then I direct you to where you can purchase it. And I have no affiliate program. In other words, I don't get paid by those places that I send you to. I don't believe in that method or that concept. Instead, I'd rather just give you the information and encourage you to consider learning more. And that's really what all of this is about, is to move you up the ladder into a more in-depth understanding of how to use homeopathy so that you have comfort. When someone is suffering in your family, you're not freaking. You're going from freaking to fabulous, to be honest.
I want you to tell a funny story about your kids. And when they are in need of a homeopathic medicine, where do they go?
They go to the blog. They actually say the next day, they say, "Mom, I went to the blog and I keyed it in and I looked up the remedy and it helped. Thank you so much." Or "Mom, I went to the blog and I'm not sure I understand what I'm supposed to do here. Could you clarify it for me?" And so, and they send their friends there and they help their friends, their pets, et cetera, and their spouse, et cetera. It's really great. It's yeah. So even my family, even my father was using my blog at one time.
That's funny. I love that story. All right, let's switch gears and talk about homeopathic medicine that is going to be helpful, especially during this cold flu season. And that is Quebracho. And I'm going to spell it Quebracho. And that's a homeopathic medicine that comes from a hard tree. So tell us a little bit more about that medicine.
Yeah, it's an interesting remedy. These, as we know, homeopathic medicines are often derived from plants. Not always. They can be from minerals. They can be from the periodic table, et cetera, et cetera. But this one happens to be a plant that's found in South America, mostly in Argentina, and it's a tree that's used for tanning, even all the way back since the 1800s. So it was used for tanning leather, and it was a red-brown color. Not that that's really important, but it's interesting to learn this. And it was used for waterproofing leather. So I think that's pretty interesting. So then we come to some information on Quebracho. It looks like it's pronounced Quebracho, but it's actually Quebracho. It's a Portuguese word, given that it's from Argentina. And we go to William Borecki. I've got his book here. And Dr. William Borecki was a homeopath back in the 1800s and 1900s. And he was best known to be an editor of the Pocket Manual.
I actually have another book of his. Hold on.
He was also a physician, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was a medical doctor. Well, that's what all homeopaths were. They were all medical doctors.
And so this is his book. This particular version, this particular edition is not available, but you can still get it in paper. This happens to be in leather. And so he says of Quebracho that it is digitalis of the lungs. Now, he's quoting that from Dr. Hale, who was another medical doctor, homeopath from 1877. And what that means is digitalis, of course, is for the heart, but Quebracho is for the lungs. So when it comes to the heart, we use digitalis. When it comes to the lungs, this is a very generalization here. When it comes to the lungs, and especially a concern about colds and flus that go to the lungs, Quebracho is a really good choice. So this is what he says here. I have it written here, and I also have it up on my screen. He says, it increases oxidation, removes temporary obstruction to the oxidation of the blood by stimulating respiration centers, increasing oxidation and excretion of carbonic acid, pulmonary stenosis for thrombosis of the pulmonary artery, and is an effective remedy in many cases of asthma. It stimulates the respiratory centers and increases the oxygen in the blood. And one of the ways that we would consider using this is if someone is in need of air. So want of breath is the way it's put in homeopathy, particularly during exertion. That is one of the guiding symptoms for the use of Quebracho. So it's also great for cardiac asthma. And so cardiac dyspnea, which is also dyspnea is breathlessness. And so if there is a cardiac sensation, perhaps the heart is pounding hard because the person is having a difficult time, not a serious time necessarily, but a difficult time breathing. They need to catch their breath. They need to slow down. The medicine would be Quebracho. Now, how do we use this? Do we use it only at that moment as an SOS? Do we use it on a regular basis because this person is suffering from this on a regular basis? I'm going to say that it can be used in both situations. So if someone has asthma or a respiratory condition, such as a cold or a flu, and they have a want of breath, particularly after exertion or during exertion, Quebracho would be useful if it's on a regular basis. We would use this on a regular basis. I would personally use this, say, once a day in a 30th potency for a few weeks until we see a shift, until we see that that condition has resolved enough. Now, if it's only an occasional event that this person has this want of breath during exertion, then we're going to use this as needed only. And again, I would use it Quebracho 30 potency, 30C or 30X, if that's all that can be obtained, and use that every few minutes or every 15 minutes or so, and stop as soon as there's improvement, or stop if we see no improvement after, say, 4 doses.
Now, Joette, can you explain CarboVeg also has that want of air, lack of air. So what might be the difference?
Yes, CarboVeg does have that air hunger. It's a little different. Air hunger, I know that sounds like we're splitting hairs, so to speak, but CarboVeg is more air hunger, where it's not that it's during exertion necessarily or that they can't get the breath, but it's still remaining unsatisfactory. The air that they are getting in is not a satisfying breath. CarboVeg does not relate as deeply as Quebracho in relation to the heart as well. And CarboVeg is specific for having had an experience, not always, but having had an experience with being exposed to carbon monoxide. Quebracho is as a result of having had an experience with a cold or a flu. Now, these are not hard and fast, but if you've got any one of those two pieces, then you know which one to consider is more in the running.
So as far as owning potencies, you've talked about a 30C, and I know you've mentioned before about using CarboVeg for an asthmatic reaction to something, and CarboVeg is one of the remedies that can be useful in that situation, and we use it often in a 6C in that situation. Would you ever consider the Quebracho in the 6 to have?
Yes. Yes, I would consider that to be used in a 6C. And then in that case, I would use it once a day over a longer period of time. You know, in Robert Murphy's Materia Medica, he says to use it for dyspnea, of course, emphysema, for pulmonary stenosis, There's a whole list in Robin Murphy's Materia Medica on how this medicine is used. Shortness of breath during exertion again, respiratory paralysis, a feeling of as though the lungs are just not moving as they should, slowed heart, and that combination can be very, very useful. And should you be interested, I always urge folks to get a hold of a Materia Medica and start studying. Start reading the particular medicine so that you have a real good understanding of what the capability of this medicine is.
And you can find Materia Medicas for free online as well. If you don't have one, you can just search Materia Medica and then put in Quebracho or just Materia Medica, and then some will come up and you can look at the medicine that way if you don't own a Materia Medica. So Joette, I think this has been a really good little introduction to Quebracho and an explanation about what you do and all the things that you offer. And so thank you for sharing with us today. I hope this gives your listeners just a little taste of what you do. And hopefully we'll see you somewhere in a study group or a Mighty Members or the Academy. We'll put all the links that we mentioned, these different things that we offer, we'll put the links on the website. So if you're looking to find out information, you can go there. Joette, you always have words of wisdom as we close things. So what would you like to share with your listeners as we finish out this podcast?
Well, I would like to say that I think it's impossible to overstate the significance of this information and of this movement, because it's actually a movement. I think we're at a crossroads in history. People are disgusted with Big Pharma. They're tired of the old way. Folks are saying, I don't want to take the synthetic stuff anymore, the drugs of commerce. They make me worse, and I know there's got to be another way to do this. But they don't know what to do. They often say, I don't want to take this, but I don't know what else. Enter practical homeopathy. And so in searching for an alternative, and I don't like to call this alternative because this medicine is the second most used medicine on this earth. First is Chinese medicine, by the sheer numbers of Chinese in China and that area of the world. And the second most used medicine is homeopathy. And behind that is conventional synthetic drugs of commerce. But for those who have lived in North America and some parts of Europe, many people don't realize this. But the earth is wide, my friends. And I urge those who have not cast their vision out further that they're missing out on an entire medical paradigm without side effects that is available to be readily learned. And noted how valuable this medicine is because it's so inexpensive, so readily understood, and it simply works. Practical homeopathy works.
Well, Joette, thank you so much. It was a great podcast, and I look forward to the next one.
So do I, Kate. Thanks.
It's my honor to share as many practical homeopathy protocols for single conditions as I can. For free, without affiliates or even advertising, here in my podcasts, my blog posts, and Monday Night Lives. But it's critical that you learn how to use these medicines properly. These podcasts should serve as only the beginning of your training. Peruse joettslearningcenter.com and find fun study group opportunities and in-depth courses developed by subject. With the proper training, you can join the thousands of students before you in developing the confidence and competence to protect the health of your family and loved ones with my brand of homeopathy, practical homeopathy.
You just listened to a podcast from internationally acclaimed homeopath, public speaker, and author, the founder of the Academy of Practical Homeopathy, Joette Calabrese. Joette's podcasts are available on all your favorite podcast apps. To learn more and find out if homeopathy is a good fit for your health strategy, visit practicalhomeopathy.com.